Sorry to keep you waiting. Raise the curtains. Now enjoy the show.
Welcome back, everybody. It is time once again to step into the back room to talk about things we don't talk about to anyone else and nowhere else except here. The most, I don't know. We talk about whatever in here. Actually, it's not that secretive or that bad, but.
Yeah, because last time we questioned our life.
We questioned our life, yeah. It got real too fast. And then we talked about Animorphs and me being American Bald Eagle. It was cool. But anyway, you got me the host. Got sexual chocolate, Mr. I'm gonna call myself Sexual Choco. No, I'm just gonna go with sexual chocolate.
How many times are you gonna change your name?
I'm just going with sexual chocolate or Choco for short. Short. Anyway, you got me, and then we got Shark King.
That's me.
And we got Hipster Paul. If you say your other made up name, I'm gonna mute you. Oh my god, I'm gonna mute you. You suck so bad.
Like the Baba Yaga.
No, you're not. You're nothing like that. Anyway. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, we're just a bunch of friends talking about whatever comes to our mind. This is like the most unscripted podcast ever. Like, if you thought that I prepared something, I really didn't. Except for today. I did prepare something. I did prepare two things, but.
You really put in the effort. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but most of the time we don't. Like, it just, I like things happening naturally and not being forced.
That's where babies come from.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope so.
I mean, the other thing, you can go to jail for that, but.
Yeah, we don't talk about that. That's what gets us canceled.
Everything on this show.
Yeah, but we don't talk about that. There's always things that you don't talk about, even though you can talk about it.
Sure.
Well, anyway,
I'm not in charge. I just show up when they tell me to. Yeah, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Here for more support.
He just does it here so that
it won't be forgotten.
Huh?
So he won't be forgotten.
So he won't be forgotten, and also that the people that he usually like. Spends time with, like, for work, that they don't listen to this. They're like, okay, now I can really tell about what I think about those parents. They suck. Think they know Pokemon? Get the fudge out of here. You're naming your kids Kale and Kefla? Get the fudge out of here.
That's actually pretty cool.
Actually, that is cool. Have they been? I can't remember. I think there was a name that you're like, have you seen names? You're like, I don't know what you're thinking. Well, I guess you probably don't want you to say it, but I guess.
Name your kids like a legendary Pokemon?
What?
Didn't some of the parents that you met had named their kids after like a legendary
Pokemon? Yeah, Zacian.
That's the one. Okay.
From Sword and Shield, the dog with the sword in its mouth.
Yeah.
What does it have as like a? It's not a power. Like it's
ability.
Yeah, an ability.
Oh, every time it shows up, it automatically gets an attack boost.
That's what it was. Okay.
Which is pretty busted.
That's pretty busted.
It's already good. Like it's already good.
So on TikTok, well, first of all, TikTok's going to be banned soon, but...
That doesn't matter to me because I don't have it.
Dude, TikTok has some cool stuff. I've been watching a lot of Pokemon ones, and there's this guy who, like, I swear he trolls because he has his team, like, he fights his team of, like, people who have all of them are legendary Pokemon, and he fights with, like a Bidoof and, like, another Pokemon, and he wins. And I don't know how he does it.
Don't sleep on Bidoof.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
No.
Chosen one.
I don't get how he did. And then there's one guy who just kept using Substitute. And I don't know how he did it, but Substitute just kept helping him win games. And I didn't understand it. And then I saw some weird stuff that some Pokemon hit like Arceus. And I swear it wasn't super effective, but somehow it was super effective on the Pokemon. I was confused. I was like, I need to ask Coffee about this because I have no idea what's going on. I swear it because the opponent was like, you're hacking. I was like, that's the only way I can think of it. But I'm pretty sure Javi knows. Sharky knows about something that's like, oh yeah, that's what makes it super effective. I'm like, okay.
Probably. I'll have to show me the video. No, I'll clarify that for you.
I'll have to find it. Well, I want to ask you a question. All right.
What up?
So the question is, who is the most toxic? And this leads to what I'm going to show you about. Well, who do you think is the most toxic, has the most toxic type of fans?
Jake Paul.
What?
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean they're... Explain that, because I was not expecting...
That could be your answer, but why?
Yeah, but why?
I was gonna
it's like school. Show your work.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that.
It doesn't count unless you show your work.
Let me bring it up.
He's going to be like, well, if you see it from this perspective...
No, it feels like this guy, ever since he became... First of all, started as a YouTuber, then started to promote a bunch of stuff.
Correction, he actually started on Vine.
Whatever. Doesn't matter to me.
Okay, fine. He started Vine.
But the kind of influence that he has, I mean, especially what he did in Japan, the whole controversy of like
with the dead
body as well.
Yeah. Too,
it kind of soured the taste for a lot of like people in Japan to like foreigners because of that aspect. And because of that, it kind of motivate other YouTubers to do something kind of big, stuff like that in Japan. And they also got banned. And now they're trying to keep foreigners under control. Especially if you're a YouTuber, man, you can get in trouble.
Wait, now I'm confused. How are their fans toxic?
Well, the example that he set, basically, the people that follow him decided to just replicate stuff like that just to get the attention. And now he gets all the attention if he wants to fight like other people and people are trying to defend him. It doesn't
Isn't
he supposed to fight like Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Who's like almost a 60-year-old man.
Yeah.
I would not fight him. He could be 70. I'm not going to fight him. Look at him. He's a freaking machine.
But they're doing it because he wants to get people.
I just feel like it's a lose-lose
situation.
If he fights Mike Tyson and he loses, then
you lost to a 60-year-old. Past his prime, Tyson.
You lost to a guy who retired like three decades ago. Or if he wins, like, oh, good, congratulations. You beat a guy who's like in a retirement home.
Right? And even that would fuel their fans. They're like, oh, look, Jake Paul is awesome. He's the coolest guy ever. We should follow his example and pay more money to support him. Now he's like promoting a drink.
Prime?
Yeah. That it has some issues because apparently like caused cancer or something like that. He's been trying to fight it. So that's one of the people.
I guess I wouldn't say that maybe that's a toxic influencer. I wouldn't say his fans are. So like, I guess what I'm looking more of is, okay, let's go with Shark King with basketball. Who has the most toxic fan?
The Los Angeles Lakers, easy.
Dude.
Hands down. Hands down. They're a bunch of morons.
I was all day today. I was watching reactions of them losing to the third.
Well, it's great.
But what's happening? Because they're losing.
They're losing. So the thing that sucks is they're bad people. Like they're bad people. No, I mean, me and Hoss talk about this all the time. They're just their team is very popular. They don't win very much anymore. But the thing is, the team has been so popular for so long and so many decades. They do have a history of winning many, many championships, but this is kind of like...
Pass.
Going, yeah, it's going...
So they won so much that now that they're losing, it's like, well, you should be winning.
It's not even that.
But they're like... The fans are delusional. Most of the fans... I'm not saying all of them, but most of the fans are like people that don't even know how basketball works. Like the actual league itself, they're like, oh, we're just going to sign that star player. We're going to get that star player. We're going to get that team's best player and that team's best player and that team's best player. I'm like, well, you don't have enough money to do that. Like, it's physically impossible. Like, even if you had no players on your team now, you can't afford to sign all of those people. Oh, but they'll come and they'll sign, like, you know, they're going to go from signing like $60 million contracts per year and they'll come for two because they want to play for us. I'm like, no, they won't. Like, they won't do that.
Oh, they're thinking just because we're the brand, LA Lakers.
Basically, they're the brand. We're the brand. We're the team.
We're the Coca-Cola.
Pretty much. Hey,
Coca-Cola is amazing. Don't you dare like that.
It's just really dumb. And then they really do. They throw everybody under the bus. They always think they're going to sign star players when they don't. And then they treat, like, when they actually do get star players, they treat them like crap.
Man, that sucks.
Like, they had a former MVP in Russell Westbrook. They moved him to the bench because they blamed him for them not winning games. They moved him to the bench. He was one of the best players off the bench, and they still blamed him for it. And, like, he was getting booed.
What?
Even when they were, like...
He didn't play?
Like, even when he was winning. Like, even when they were up. Like, boo. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
That sucks.
We won. Boo.
We could have done it without you. And then he gets traded, and now he's playing even better. And they're like, oh, we should have kept him. Like, it's so dumb.
What did we do wrong?
It's so dumb, and it doesn't make any sense. So they're playing. They're lucky to be in the position they're in the playoffs. In basketball, you play the first one to win four games in the playoffs.
I thought it was three. That's what I thought they won. I thought Denver won.
The Lakers are losing. So they're playing the Denver Nuggets, who are the last year's champions. And they're like, oh, we can still beat them. It's like, no, you can't. Last year, they beat them 4-0. The Lakers didn't win any games. Uh-huh. They're going in again. They're down 3-0. Do you know how many teams have ever come back after being down 3-0?
None.
It's never been done. And they're like, we still have a chance. We have LeBron. It's like, it's not happening.
I mean, props for them for being optimistic.
No.
And the thing is, like, it doesn't make in, like, don't make the smallest claims. Or like, oh, well, if we would have had this other coach that we would have wanted instead, we would be winning 3-0 instead. It's like, that would not change. Like, they just don't live in a real reality. Okay. Yeah, it's just,
they're in their bubble.
They're on, like,
nostalgia.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with, like, your team not being as good. I, being a huge Spurs fan, I know my team's terrible. They didn't even make the playoffs. They're even worse than the Lakers this year. It's fine. But, like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, they can't ever say, oh, that team is just, they can't just say, you know what? That other team has the MVP of the league, probably the best player in the last 2 or 3 years, and they're just a better team than us. No.
That sucks.
My favorite thing was the interview that LeBron James gave after the game. It's just basketball at the end of the day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Isn't that his job?
It's your job.
Wow.
He dead straight up looked at him and was like, it's just basketball at the end of the day.
One of the few people who actually claims and strives and has been noted to say he's the best player of all time.
Yeah.
But it's just basketball.
I'm like, holy cow, this guy is ridiculous.
Dang, that sucks. Well, no more basketball for them, I guess.
They have one more game to play, but they won't lose. Or they won't win.
If they were to win, would they at least get, like, something? Maybe just...
No, well, the thing is, then they'd have to play another team. And another team, and another team. To win the championship.
Whew.
They're starting off against the former champions. It's not looking. They're like, we still have a chance. It's like, no, you don't.
I really don't.
And I've mentioned this before. Basketball is a fairly, especially in the playoffs when you're playing the four, it's a fairly predictive sport. Yes, anything can happen, but when it's like you're playing best of four, the better team wins
all the time.
Most of the time, because you're not just doing it once. Where anything could happen, or just like the better team could have a bad night. Like, you're not beating a better team 4 times in a row.
So right now, all the, I guess, LA fan base are still in denial.
They're still in denial. It is not just a river in Africa.
I haven't heard that joke in such a long time.
It's true, though.
I think it was funny because they were showing stats of what was going on. Like, I think, what's his name? Andre Jackson or
D'Angelo Russell?
D'Angelo Russell. Yeah, you know, I was like, yeah, D'Angelo.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I know exactly.
Like, they're showing, like, he was doing nothing. I think when they were doing their last huddle, he wasn't even, like, paying attention. Yeah, he was just eating food.
Well, the thing is, he's one of those things, like, that's why I don't, even if I had the talent, the skill to be able to play in the NBA, I would not want to play for the Lakers. Because even if you are a star player, if you're a good player, they will treat you like crap. He did have a bad night. Like, the first game, I think he missed a couple of important shots. They were blaming him completely. But I was like, dude, he only shot, like, 7 times. Like, he only got the ball to shoot 7 times. And he only made 3 of them. That's not bad. Like, you can't blame him for him. And then the next game, he comes back, and I think he drops, like, 30. And uh-huh. They still lose. And they're like, well, we need more from him. He's like, what more do you want from him? Like, this isn't what he does.
I think my favorite one, I think it was it game 2 or is it game 1? I don't remember. But the Lakers were up 20 points, I think, in the third quarter.
Game 2.
They lost that. They lost. Like, they were up 20 points. I think the longest that they went without scoring was, like, I think Denver scored, like, 13.
Yeah.
And then that's when LA started to score again. I was like, what is going on with this? What?
And my favorite part is the Lakers blame it. Even the players, they blame it on the refs.
Yeah.
If we would have gotten that one call from the ref at the end, we would have won. It's like, guys, you were up by 20. Like, one call is not going to make up for you losing a 20-point lead.
So what happened? Is it just that?
Dude, they play terrible. They play terrible.
They were like, we're comfortable.
And to their credit, there was a foul that should have gone the other way. It should have been called it was called wrong. They called it it wasn't called, and it should have been. But that doesn't erase 20 points. Like,
Jokic was on fire. Everyone out there was on fire.
And it's crazy. Like, I know you don't watch basketball. Jokic is crazy to watch. He's the MVP. He's arguably the best player right now, pretty, like most people agree, he can't jump more than like 5 inches.
He can't.
It's weird. Like, he's unathletic, but he's so good.
Isn't that his?
I've seen him. No, when he shoots, I saw him shoot a three. He had to like hold it up here. He jumps a little bit and chucked it, and he still scored. I was like, what the heck is this?
It's so weird. And like, yeah, you have to watch him. Like, you have to watch like a full game of him.
Oh.
He is super impressive, but like, if you just watch clips,
he shouldn't
of him,
work.
It does. Yeah, it's like this guy. Like, if you were playing like just a game on like on the street or something, the only reason you might pick him is because he's tall. But besides that, you'd be like, oh, this guy looks like he's like old. He's fat. He looks like they literally call him Pillsbury Doughboy. Like,
they do.
He is not in shape. Like, he's just a light skinned European who's like big and heavy. And even when he like runs, he doesn't look like he looks like he's so out of shape.
He's basically living the dream.
Yeah, like,
it's I don't know how we work. It doesn't make sense.
Like, it doesn't make sense. He plays good and he's slow. Like, it, I don't understand. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, you gotta watch him.
That's
play.
Funny.
We'll watch game four together.
Right. It'll be great.
We'll be like, what the heck is this? But yeah, basketball somewhere. The one that I was thinking about was
Andrew Tate, right?
What?
No,
Andrew Tate. he's our shining star. What are you talking about? So
Donald Trump.
Donald. Oh yeah.
We need to support him.
Yeah, we need to support Biden. Oh my gosh.
He messaged me.
He's like, no, it's Biden. He's like, Herb, you got to act now. This is our last chance. We got to get Biden up in front of Trump. We're like, who gave you my number? When did I ever sign up for this?
It's like SpongeBob Patrick. Who are you people? that's my, well, yeah, not to get too off time, but that's my least favorite thing about politics. These people never care about what's going on in your life. But like, you know, right before election, bro, what can we do for you? I will do anything that you need. I'm like, where were you like 2-3 years ago?
I was busy. I was busy running the country.
How about you make me eligible to vote, man? Make me that American bald eagle I was talking about.
No, that's very desperate, though.
Sharky, what animal would you be? I don't know.
Well,
man,
to be fair, there's so many sharks in the world. I was like, I don't know which one you'd pick.
Sure.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, who are you gonna talk about?
No,
yeah,
so
you go for it.
So, I like.
Are you gonna say the one I think you're gonna say?
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna cancel.
No. Okay.
It's been real. It's been fun.
Backroom talk never get. You don't remember what we talked about in the past, and we have never gone canceled.
Didn't we talk about your friend that had a problem and then his mom?
Yes. We talked about that.
You got canceled because of her.
Well, yeah, but that was one person. They didn't cancel us. We talked about, we had our list where we listed that, like, our dream women. Remember? We had a draft about it, too.
What happened about it?
Yeah, I think Jose had it and it's gone.
I was like, I wasn't there.
Oh, that was a while ago.
It was before
ago.
My time.
Yeah,
it was dude, it was the Wild Wild West. It was fun. Like, we made that list off, it was off stream or off recording. Like, I don't even know how we got on the subject. It was like, we were at Jose's house one day and we're like, who would you pick it, like, who would be your top 10, like, women? And we had these rules. Like, we can't, it was like a draft. So we can't pick the same woman. There could be trading. There could be all this stuff. It was. And
you guys
are
not my friend.
Whatever. You would have been in there. You would have participated.
The thing about this, we actually wrote it down, too. So
yeah, like, we had it written down. We're like, okay, laminated. We're going to present this. I wish it was laminated because that otherwise right, it would have.
Just answer
stayed.
Me this. Did you get Salma Hayek?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
People were like, oh, I didn't expect. I'm like, dude, she's like a fine. Like, that's why he gave me the whole MILF thing. I'm like, but she's an anomaly. I don't know what she did. She's. Oh. Every time I think about her still. Anyway, the point is.
She prayed.
She did something. I don't know what.
She prayed.
And she just had the money.
Yeah, that's also true. But anyway, going back to the topic.
All right,
sorry.
If you don't know, I think it was this week, this past week, or last week. I think it was this past week. Taylor Swift released her, I don't know how many albums she's had, but she released her new album. And then, like, she released it, like, at midnight or something. And then at 2 a.m., she released the extended version or, like, the deluxe version that had more.
Of that same album?
Of the same album that had more songs.
Wait 2 hours.
I don't know.
So people can buy the first one and have enough time to buy the second one. So, like, hey.
But anyway, right. I didn't listen to any of the songs, but I was like, okay. I kept seeing stuff about Taylor Swift fans like being upset. I was like, what's going on? So
I guess
the critics gave like the score like a 6 or 7. that like this is kind of uninspired. Like, this is not like her work before, and they were upset. There were people on X or Twitter, I don't care what you call it. They were like threatening whoever was critiquing or reviewing the album. They were like trying to find their names and putting it on Twitter and saying, so and so, like, we're coming for your house. Like, you will bathe in your own blood. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And it was multiple people. And apparently this is like a thing that happens all the time with Taylor Swift if anyone talks bad about her or talks bad about her music. But to be fair, some of her lyrics were super weird. I mean, I don't think they're that great anyway. But like, she started talking about, name me a great iconic line that you live by Taylor Swift. Tell me.
It's a love story.
Yeah.
Romeo, take me. Wait, is that the word?
You know him better than me.
I know it says Romeo. Because I had to play at classic skating all the time when I was a DJ.
Yeah, something about love story. I don't know.
It's a love story, baby. Just say it. That's all I know.
There you go.
See, that's not an iconic line.
Yes, it is.
No.
Something about cheerleaders and bleachers.
See, anyway, she had a line in a song talking about how they should have made Charlie Puth a bigger artist. And I was like, what the fudge are you talking? It was weird.
He does deserve more recognition. She's right.
Why? His perfect pitch has been known to be flawed. His claim to have perfect pitch is flawed.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
He's a singer. He sings. wait. I know.
He sings
the part, the CEO again from Fast and Furious 7.
Sure, like I watch all the
Fast and I didn't watch it, but you should know that song.
You did watch them all together.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. That's the thing I did.
That song, It's Been a Long Day Without You, My Friend.
The only song that I know from Fast and Furious is Nasa Kuduro.
Was that in Fast 5?
Oh, you know the Tokyo Drift song.
Yeah.
Don't lie. Don't lie. Okay. All people, you know that song.
I did not know that song too.
I was about to say, he plays to get his wife. He's like, hey, wife, you know what I'm ready for?
No, it's funny.
And that's the way it ends.
No, it's funny because that song is still like a top maybe like 20 in like Japan music.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you think they'd be offended?
They like it.
Do they like the song Turning Japanese?
I haven't asked.
As we'll come back to you next week with official reports.
Go ask them that.
Okay, reporting live from Japan. I'll go
do you like the song Turning Japanese? They'd be like, who are you?
Is that racist?
No, they probably think it's another word. You know, like that song, examples that you showed me.
What happened?
No, you know that video that he shows?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Started.
They probably think it's saying something else.
Yeah.
They're like, is that what they're saying?
It's about a bad thing. It's about something you do to alleviate yourself.
Damn, we're getting
that song's bad. Don't listen to it. But anyway.
But yes, Fast and Furious. No.
No, we're going back to Taylor Swift, man.
I don't know who Charlie Putin is.
He sings
Charlie Putin.
First of all, Charlie Putin, that's not his name. It's just Putin.
Okay, whatever.
Charlie Puth.
Charlie Puth.
Okay.
Are we allowed to play music on here?
Sing me a song.
I mean, it's only on Spotify. So
sing me a song. Okay.
The See You Again song. You know it.
When they split up the cars, when like Paul Walker's like last scene.
I didn't know about that.
You didn't want. Oh, I spoiled. Turning into you.
You know what? I watched it and I still remember. I remember watching it, but I don't remember the rest of the movie.
See?
That's the only part you remember? I remember being Superman in that movie.
Yeah, see? Do you know?
Other songs.
He's saying that song, that stupid corny song, Let Marvin Gaye and Get It On.
Sing it to me.
Let Marvin Gaye and Get It On.
Do you want me, can I play it?
Sure, I don't care.
Okay, play it. Let Marvin Gaye get it on. Never heard of it.
play the See You Again song. He knows that song. I know you know that song.
All right, let's hear it.
Why can't I find it on here?
Maybe it's under the rapper's name. Anyway, as he's searching for that.
Okay.
Anyway, weird lyrics like that. Like it's like she tried experimental things and. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, play.
All right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Technically, it's under Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, that's what it was.
You saw Wiz Khalifa. Well, no.
Why would you?
Yeah, that's the one that you would have gotten.
Yeah.
Let's pretend that's real.
Don't lie to me. But like, okay, would there be any artist or any person that you would ever go to that length to be like, we need to take this person down?
No.
Yeah, see, I don't know how you get to that. Like, how you get that obsessed about
anything?
Anything.
Well, can you give me an example of somebody who was obsessed with a movie called Sonic? And they changed the voice actor for Shadow? And this person...
Did I ask people to rally? No, I expressed my opinion that this sucks.
He expressed his opinion, but he also wasn't threatening anybody over it.
Yeah.
So far.
Why would I threaten anyone? I'm not going to be like Keanu Reeves, you're next. I'm going to bathe. You're going to bathe in your own blood tonight. I would never say that.
You just said it. We just going to cut it and present it.
Yeah, if it's out of context. He wouldn't care anyway. He'd be like, try me, bit. I'll John Wick you. And I'd be like, yeah, I don't want to try that. I know it's all acting, but bad acting anyway. But I know you can actually shoot a gun, so I'm not going to do that.
No, but going back to your story. No, I don't think nobody will get to that. Well,
I would hope not.
You might say that, but then again, there's fans in other groups, like the whole BTS thing.
Dude, The Simpsons made jokes about that. They made a joke about like the toxic fans from like BTS and from Taylor Swift.
Like K-pop groups too as well.
They're the worst. I hate them. I think,
but they're not on the level as Taylor Swift though, because Taylor Swift.
No, because they all believe that they should cater to them. One of the K-pop singers start dating someone. You're dating my K-pop idol is being dated now. How can they? How could they? This person should be single for us. They're for everyone to be with, not one person. Get the fudge out of here.
You're just defining the idol.
Take your virgin thing out of there. Gosh.
So I think that's the way that people are seeing Taylor Swift, like an idol in a sense. You know, everything that she does is like, oh, it must be gold.
She's dated like 30 guys.
There's a list. And she dated former Avengers, too.
Yeah. And apparently, none want to stay with her for good reason.
She used them for a song.
That's apparently, yeah. And it's like, you really want that to be your idol?
You tell them? I don't know.
I will tell them. I'm going to say, in behalf of Hipster Paul, he says...
He said, don't come in this. Yeah. I'm out here.
No, and then we'll see what happens. You're not on Twitter anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So there you go. I'm going to put throw you under the bus, and they're never going to know who you are because you're not there.
But I know now.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? You're not going to respond. You're going to create a Twitter just to respond.
Yeah, you're right.
See, exactly.
That's too much work for him.
Yeah.
The fluff fatty.
You have to put in his email, contact information.
Yeah, got them a confirmation email.
There you know too much about him, yeah. That's all.
Yeah. Kay. But yeah. Taylor Swift. Nah, I think that's kind of crazy.
It's a little crazy, and I think it goes, it's just kind of blown out into proportion, because I remember even seeing, didn't like Rolling Stone in another magazine give her like a 10 out of 10?
I don't know, probably.
Like a 9 out of 10, and people were still complaining about that.
Yeah, they're like, it's perfection. Like, get the fudge out of here. There's nothing perfect about her songs.
As much as you love your favorite artist, I doubt there is.
Perfect.
Nobody has perfect music history.
Yeah.
Steph Michael Jackson.
Like, even your...
Not even him.
Like, nobody has all albums. Well, no one really makes albums anymore, but no one really makes albums, and all the albums are perfect.
You know who I blame on that? I blame Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Yankee?
Why do you blame Daddy Yankee?
Because Daddy Yankee was making, like, bomb... He was making... All of his songs that he made, like, since 2011, no, even a little bit before that, have all been, like, in the billions, like, views on YouTube. He was like, you know what? I make more money just on these singles than ever producing an album, and he didn't. And his final album that he did, just basically a compilation of his last like 15 singles that he made in the past 15 years.
I don't blame Daddy Yankee for that.
I blame him. I think if there's a decline in album, I think it's him, because he pioneered. Obviously, he made reggaeton big. He put it into the U.S.
I feel like everybody does it. Like, it's not just reggaeton.
I
feel like every single artist does that. Like, I feel like he in English. I know John Mayer does that. I love him.
Wait, didn't Yankee also did like became Christian music or something? Like that.
Shakira did
Daddy
that?
Yankee.
I remember some kind of.
That's Farruko.
Oh, okay. Shakira did the same thing. Her new album is like
just a compilation of her singles.
Yeah,
Larkin Shale did that.
Like six of the songs are, I think there's like 10 songs on it, and I think five or six of the songs are singles that she's already released.
Yeah, Larkin Shale did that. They had their album Butterfly had what, two songs that were never, that were new, and everything else were singles that were previously released.
Singles, yeah.
Was it 2 weeks ago? Los Angeles Azules released a new album, and I'm like, I know all of these songs already. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, we have music videos to these already. What's happening? Yeah, there's like three or four new songs.
I blame Daddy Yankee.
I don't blame Daddy Yankee.
He pioneered it. Even though he told everybody, he's like, look, you make more money just doing these singles, not albums.
Well, the thing that bothers me, though, and this particular story is that if you're going to review an album, if you don't like it, and you provide a reason that you don't like it, that makes sense. Why people should complain about it?
Because for Taylor Swift, that doesn't make sense that you can't like it. Yeah. To say that Taylor Swift has bad songs to those fans doesn't make sense. You can explain it all the way you want. They'll be like, nope, it's still an amazing album. Because you don't make sense. Because they're blinded.
Well, and this is the thing that is happening nowadays, especially as we come into this kind of culture of liking certain things really like a lot. Become so passionate that we don't see anything else, and that creates the toxic, you know, the toxic environment, in my opinion.
It does.
I blame the internet.
I blame the internet too, but I blame hipster.
I blame the what is it?
Entrepreneur?
No, the
Spotify.
I can't even say the word.
Audacity.
Anonymity.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Anonymousness.
Anonymity.
Yeah, I can't say that word. Of the internet. Like, you know, they can make threats against you and stuff like that just because.
Well, and it shouldn't be the case. Like, I was talking to David a while ago, like, Korea's like that, and it's horrible. It got to the point that people were really bad that for an idol, let's say, if there was an idol that had a scandal big time to the point of, like, they were really angry at her that they, like, pushed her to commit suicide, and she did commit suicide because of that. And that's not, like, uncommon over there, too. Like, it's kind of sad that because nobody is willing to actually provide their faces and tell things what they think, they cover themselves behind an avatar or a different name. They think it's okay, but it's not. And things are trying to change over there, but it hasn't, which is kind of sad. And it's getting here as well.
Change the K-pop industry. Destroy it. That will start it. You can still have the artist, just destroy the K-pop industry as it is now.
No, I think that the way that it's approached, the whole animosity.
Anomaly.
Dang it.
Anomaly. Okay, Nemo. Go on.
Being anonymous online. There you go. Being anonymous online, it kind of feels like it protects people, but it shouldn't be the case because that gives everybody thinks like, I can know where I want, nobody can find out what I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
So I think there should be rules regulating that. At least providing a name.
Okay, big brother.
That's right.
That's exactly what the government
you don't, wants. You know how to be a big brother. You never won. As you were, it gets to one person, but that's not enough. Anyway, I wanted to bring up
Taylor Swift?
No, not about Taylor Swift, but... Okay, so you know how nowadays it is super easy to produce music, right? Yes.
I'm not aware of this.
Anyway, you got the SoundCloud rappers. The funny thing is that India, right, they have a billion people, over a billion people.
Sure.
And they're like the second biggest makers of movie next to Hollywood. And that they make a lot of money.
That's called Bollywood.
Yeah, called Bollywood. So I found this guy who made a song, and
that's racist, guys. Just so you know,
I don't.
They prefer Indian cinema.
I don't understand how he thought this was a good song. I wanted to play. I'm gonna pause like each part because.
No.
Oh my gosh! I love this.
Why are you a bully today?
I'm not a bully. I just want to know. Like,
make fun of this guy's music.
No. I want to think like at one point you probably might think, yeah, this. I've never heard of this guy. I don't think this guy's really big. So that's why I'm like, I don't know how you thought this was good.
I was going to blow up because of this.
Hey, then he should give us royalty for it. Okay, this is the song. It's called, his name is Venu Malesh, and it's called It's My Life, Whatever I Want to Do.
Okay.
Okay, here we go, here we go. I feel like I've heard this already. I think you so, might have, yeah. You might have.
I think you've played this for
I
us.
I think you've played this.
Not all of it, though.
We're going to listen to all of it?
No.
Okay.
Just we can do. Hey, are you going to sing?
Yeah, but it's not a song. It's my life. It's my life. It's my life.
It's your life. Like it's like a, it's like the song is like the behind the scenes of making the song, and it, it just I don't. It's so overproduced.
I think it's not produced enough.
I actually like the little melody. Bum, bum,
bum, bum. You started up. I hate this song. You know what? It's actually pretty good.
It's pretty good.
You should have the same thing for Taylor the Swift album.
Yeah. Listen to it.
I like it.
Sounds good, huh?
I dig it.
If you live like that, do you know what people think about you? Do you know what they think about you if you live that way? Very sentimental.
Yeah.
I'm a waste fellow. The taste of this fellow.
That line's a little weird.
I gotta go to the part that I've seen so many times. Let me see if I can get to it really quickly.
All
right. Oh, here it is. No, wait. Okay, here.
I always search for in bad. I also search bad in good. So I'm a very good bad boy. I'm a very good bad boy. I'm a very good bad boy.
Yeah, makes sense.
You're a very good bad boy.
Yeah.
Explain to me that line.
He explained it for you.
Because he searches good and bad and good.
Exactly. Yeah, there it
there
is.
There you go. Balance.
I mean, he's just... It's simple, but it makes his point across.
How many views he has now?
That one? I don't know. Let's
How
see.
Many have you contributed?
How many of those are yours?
Way too many. He has 32 million views on that. This came out 11 years ago, though.
And we're still talking about it today.
Dang.
Yeah. In our small little podcast.
There you go. Better than Taylor Swift.
Hey, very good family, bad boy. That's deep, man.
Your family's now in danger. Way to go.
Yeah, very good bad boy.
Very, very good bad boy.
No, you're a very good bad boy.
Print it on the shirt.
So you're good at being a bad boy.
You should print it on the shirt.
You should.
There you go. Have you got merch?
What am I going to put on the merch?
Famous quotes.
What famous quote would I put on there?
Hey, Sharky, what animal would you be?
what animal would you be? Let me think about it.
Or what's the when Diego took the exam?
The autism. I got a 51.
There you go.
Do you really trust him to know how to tell? He's like, you got a 51, man. He didn't even pass like high. I told him that once. He's like, wow, rude. I'm like, yes, you don't know. How autistic someone is. Can you just barely pass being autistic? You don't want that. You don't want a doctor that just barely passed the exam.
There you go. We got merch. You got merch ideas. Famous quotes here and there.
No, that would be horrible. That would get us canceled. But we'll see. If we get more people listening, then that might be a possibility to get merch.
But then again, they won't listen to us now because we talk about Taylor Swift, so...
And maybe that's why they listen to us. If they listen to us just because they want to hear our negative review, that blows us up. That's good.
Sure.
But one thing, I'm not scared of no Swiftie.
I guess you haven't met a lot of Swifties.
I don't know any, actually. Do you know any, like, hardcore Swifties?
I do.
Okay, don't let them listen to this podcast. I don't want to get killed.
They could beat you up, David.
That's probably true.
They're all girls, but yeah. So
that's the most action I'd get in, like, 30 years, so I'll take it, man.
In 30 years? So what, when you were, like, what, four?
Okay, let me go back. Let's go in 17 years. There we go.
What were you doing 17 years ago?
Do you remember that story? Diego talked about the girl who was at my... I didn't do anything with her, like, but that's...
In the room?
That sounds exactly like somebody who did something.
I didn't do anything, though. Nothing that I would be ashamed of.
All we know is that your brother was topless.
He was in his boxers. Okay, that's all he was in. And I'll add more context to the story about that because I feel... Okay. I've talked about this girl before. She, if you have never listened to the first episode of the Backroom Talk, it's on YouTube. But I talk about the purple bicycle girl. This is the same girl.
Purple bicycle girl.
I don't know if you know about that story. I'll have you listen to it because it's better when you listen. I don't want to paraphrase.
That's fine.
But anyway, so I honestly had no idea how to treat. She was never my girlfriend, FYI. I wanted to make that clear. Like, I wanted to be her boyfriend, but she was like, no.
Okay.
So I tried, but no.
And this was 17 years ago?
Yeah, I was 16.
I don't know the exact date.
I think I was 16 when I started. Okay. 17. I was 17. Okay. But anyway, just for some context, I realized how, not that I treated her bad, because she also treated me really bad. But, like, stuff I would think, I wonder why she didn't. Wondering why she didn't want to be my girlfriend now makes a lot of sense why she probably didn't. Because every Monday I'd go to her house. Okay. We're supposed to study. That didn't happen.
Study?
Bow, chicka, yeah. Bow, wow?
There was no bow, chicka, wow. There was bow, maybe. And now chicka, wow.
There was bow. Explain. Show you.
I'm not showing you nothing here. No, but
elaborate.
Like, no, but we'd like make out and stuff, and then
David.
Then at 6 o'clock, I would stop
for the Simpsons.
Yeah, I would stop for the Simpsons.
He has other priorities.
Oh, she knew that. There was one time she was super pissed. She was like, "Are you really? You're really gonna stop?" I'm like, "You have no idea how much I love the Simpsons." And I'd go to her, and I'd go and turn on the TV.
See, I would say.
And then, And then, during the time on Mondays when it was airing, I would also stop at 7 o'clock because Heroes would be on.
What would be on?
Heroes.
Oh, okay.
7 or 8, I can't remember.
I remember.
I don't know. But that would also stop there. So, anyway, okay, I know I wasn't that good. I see that now.
See, if you at least continue watching The Simpsons religiously, I will say, yeah, I kind of understand that. But no, David, you stop watching The Simpsons. You're not caught up with all the episodes.
No, I'm not. I am ashamed of that. But anyway.
Revoke your Simpsons card.
No.
Am I caught up? Were you?
Maybe.
I am.
I'm not in the in the most recent season. I'm up to season 33 that I've watched.
Isn't there 34 seasons?
Yes.
I think there's 35.
There's 30.
Let me double check.
The last season I saw was the one with the Halloween special with Death Note.
That was a while ago, man.
I thought that was last year. Anyway.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Anyway, the point
you're
is...
You're making out with girls.
I know, that's weird.
You're not watching this. Nothing makes sense anymore.
Well, anyway, the night that she was here...
35th season.
35th? Okay, I'm behind 2 seasons. See? I need to repent. But anyway, so she was here. We're watching The Simpsons. We're watching The Simpsons, and I don't know how. I was, like, super tired. Like, I was like, I can't take you home.
Took all of it.
And so she was like, okay, well, can I stay over? I was like, okay. So she stayed over, and then... Like,
giggity.
No, there was no giggity. There was just Simpsons. And then I watched, what did I watch after? I don't know. She went to sleep, but then I watched something else. But anyway.
He was watching something else, right?
No, not. Why are you guys being nasty, okay?
Because this is the Backroom Talk. It's the only time we can be like this.
Yeah, but I wasn't being nasty.
We don't know that.
I know no, that. I That's all that matters. Can anyone? But anyway, like
purple bicycles.
Yeah, bring her
I
over.
Need a statement from Purple Bicycle Girl.
Well, good luck finding her. I don't know where she is.
Didn't you know where she lives?
No.
Didn't you say we drove by her house?
I need her to be...
Yeah, where she used to live with her parents. I'm pretty sure she doesn't live there now.
I need her to come
She
here.
Can't be me, okay? No one can be like me.
You I need can't her to talk come to her parents be and here. Hey, where can I find you?
Next week, let us know that she did not have sexual relations with this man.
My word's not good enough?
No.
That's rude. I guess you're taking it as a compliment, but no, I don't. That's horrible, man. Anyway, the point is...
He takes off his tie. And unbuttons his shirt.
It's hot in here. Anyway. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so I basically she said it because I was too tired and I was like... It's like you can try and get your parent... Well, I didn't say to parent. I basically told her, like, why don't you just stay over? Not to do anything. I said, why don't you just stay over? And I said, I would take you home like around 6 o'clock, like really early.
In the morning.
She's like, okay. So she stayed over. And it's like 5:30. I wake up. And I'm like, first of all, wait, A, so I didn't do anything. Early. But B.
I don't know, man. You keep saying that. It's just.
No, I did. So I woke up early. But B, I also felt really bad because I was like, I should have taken her home. So I went upstairs to go tell my dad, like, FYI, she's here, and B, I'm really sorry. So as I'm doing that, I'm going upstairs. I get to my parents' room.
Your dad wouldn't have killed you?
Oh, he would have killed me.
Oh, okay.
But then,
say, like, that's pretty, like, your dad's pretty cool, man. Like,
No. And then, like, as I'm about to talk to my dad hears it. And I'm like, what the heck was that? And I thought it was her because it was super high pitched, and I didn't know Diego. It was Diego. And then my dad's like, what was that? I was like, I don't know. And he's like, who's screaming so early? I was like, okay, Dad, I need to tell you. Last night I didn't take this girl home, so we didn't do anything. But I'm going to take her home now. And I've never seen him so. He's not angry. He was just more
disappointed.
But he got. He
what? Got, you should stay over. You didn't do anything.
He got. No, because he.
That is not my son.
He got up close to me and he's like, you're lucky she's here because I would have. He's like, I would have said something. I was like, go home. He's like, go take her home. Go apologize to your parents. And they said, and then go to school. I was like, okay. So I went to go. I got busy. I got changed. I don't know what's going on.
I'm already getting in trouble for it.
No.
Might as well.
No busy. I got changed. We got changed. And this was the part that was.
We got changed after.
She changed. I mean, it changed again. See, why are you being nasty? Anyway,
the truth finally comes out.
Anyway, I get to her
17 years now.
When I get to their parents, that's where things was weird because yeah, I get that? To her I house. Didn't hear that. I get to her house, and I knock on the door, and she opens. This is the weird. She opened the mom opens the door, and she just kind of smiles at me. She's like, "What are you guys doing?" I'm like, first of all, the smile was weird, and I was like,
"The mom was also disappointed."
Mrs. So and so, I said. I just want to let you know, like, it's my fault that your daughter didn't come home. We didn't do anything. I want to make sure, but I'm really sorry that this happened. And I thought she would have been, like, super angry, but she wasn't, like, that she was like, well, I'm glad you apologized. And then that was it. I just left her there and then went back to school. I went to school. It was the weirdest thing. I was expecting to get reprimanded by the mom or the dad. No, my dad somehow later cooled down. He talked to me later, but nothing like really big. So I was like, it was the weirdest thing ever. I thought I was going to get killed.
Cancel?
I thought I was going to get
I think he probably thought like, well, your older brother probably did worse things. So, but I don't know. But yeah, that's my story. That's the true, full story.
You got busy and he changed.
I didn't get busy.
There was, what's his boxes from?
With his, like, yeah. Interesting night. Interesting morning. It never happened again.
My question
It happened
is,
one more time.
There wasn't
one more time. But that time was different, though. There was, I came home from, she came over here for after a date. We were going to watch something, and then
like
there
a
was
date
an.
With you?
Or yeah, a date. That's also another red flag. So she, I guess she went. Like, here's nothing. She went on dates with me, okay. But she would also go on dates with her ex, which should have been a red flag for me.
Okay, I was like, oh, she.
But you didn't see that.
She told me about it. I again
like okay.
You know how I was really dumb right there. I was puppy love.
Well, yeah, I don't blame you.
And so it sounds like you are blaming me. But anyway, the point is, we went on a date. We were here and we were gonna watch a show, and then there's some emergency that happened with my mom, and my mom and my dad had to go to the hospital. Okay. And so I was like really worried, so she just stayed with me. I think I was up to like 3 or 4 in the morning waiting for my dad to call me, and then we fell asleep. That's all that happened. Why you keep looking at me that way?
Just nodding. Yeah.
I'm not saying anything.
You are saying everything with your silence. Don't move your eye. That's so weird. How do you make a move like that?
Lots of practice.
What is it that Sergeant Johnson always says?
Anyway, have you guys...
I want to quote it so bad, but I won't, because I won't be able to say it without laughing.
Yeah, I know you won't. Try it.
No, I can't.
Anyway, did you guys ever do something not like me, but where you were like...
No, I was a good Christian boy, David.
Get the fluff out of here.
I have standards.
I want to know. What? Not, again, this is something that you had to apologize to your parents for, and they were like, either they were super pissed and they really chewed you out, or... You knew they were going to, but for some reason you avoided it. Somehow.
No, I have to be completely honest. Either I was getting chewed out anyways, or the stuff I should have gotten chewed out, I didn't get caught. So,
yeah.
Like what?
I would sneak out of my house when I was like 14. There was a... Well, you know where I live. There was a nightclub. He already knows what I'm talking about. I'm not gonna mention the nightclub, but like, I was tall.
You would go?
I was tall, and all of my friends were older, so it was like super easy to get in.
Dude, that place didn't care anyway.
I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
My sister would do that. My older brother at the time, he's when it first opened up, he would do that and go when he was young. What about you?
Not far from my house, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know.
No, I can't recall any. I was a good boy.
I don't think so.
Boo.
I think you're, I don't think that's true.
Boo.
Come on.
Can't think of anything, Paul. Though. Hentai Paul. It's a different Paul.
The other Paul.
I'm going with Hentai Paul for him. Come on, Hipster Paul. Dig deep.
Can't think of anything. No.
Well, that's just
he's a father now.
Yeah.
He's done worse things now as a father.
I don't have time for that.
I didn't. Now you don't, but
before? I'm trying to think.
Did you ever sneak out?
Not really.
Boo.
Did you ever stay past curfew?
I did. I mean, college, I went to a lot of like parties.
But you're over 18. That doesn't matter.
That's fine. That's legal.
Yeah. That doesn't.
I'm trying to remember if I did anything in the high school or middle school. I can't think of anything, honestly.
You're boring. I used to, when I was 14, we used to push. So my driveway is like on a little hill. So what we would do is we would put the car into neutral and we would push it down and then turn it to face getting out of the cul-de-sac, and then we'd push it halfway through the cul-de-sac and then we would turn on the car and drive off.
Why?
So my parents wouldn't A, hear the car go on, or B, see the lights go on. Because my parents' room is just right there.
So you're confessing all your...
So you could...
What are my parents going to do now?
That's because you could drive.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
I couldn't drive, so I just...
I mean, I couldn't drive either, but I did. I had
Dodge Patas. That's it.
Feeling all the stereotypes.
Yeah, but that's how I would do it. Like, with my friend Brett, like, when we were a little bit older, when I was 16, I could actually drive. We would still do that same thing and go, like, to Wendy's or go somewhere. Or to go drive out.
You would sneak out to go to Wendy's?
That's...
I couldn't go out past, like, 9 or 10. Wendy's open till midnight.
But you would sneak out. So your dangerous thing was sneaking out to go to Wendy's.
No. That's not the dangerous thing. But that's like when my friend Bray was here and my friend Casey, that's like we would break it mostly for doing that. We would do other things, but nothing like bad. I mean, we'd go hang out with friends and...
I'm disappointed at you.
At that point, my club scene was not a.
I even like Wendy's, but it's not that good. You don't break curfew for no Wendy's.
For Wendy's,
you just wait till tomorrow.
No, it was before they had breakfast. I don't want to wait.
It's Wendy's, man.
But I'm hungry.
Not that good. I mean, they do have good chicken sandwiches, I guess, but that's about it.
But yeah, I mean, again, I didn't do like anything super, super bad.
I'm disappointed.
They have the worst.
See, at least I can tell you.
At least you did nothing.
Yeah,
you did nothing.
I don't hype it up for Wendy's.
You lose.
I don't hype it up for.
Man, why is crazy?
All I said is I broke curfew.
I used to break curfew out to Wendy's. I was living life on the edge.
If you knew what my dad would do to me, if he knew that I A, took his car, B, did it pass curfew, he would have killed me.
I guess when Wendy's like around your house, you can just walk.
You want to walk there at 11 o'clock? They don't have the lobby open.
Can you just walk through a drive-thru? And
back then, if you could have.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, you cannot walk through the drive-thru.
Sure you can. I did it all the time. When I used to work at the mall, I used to walk through the drive-thru. When I had to walk, because I didn't have a car. I had Dodge Patas.
That's weird.
And you get to pay anyways. They're not going to be like, oh, no, we don't accept you here because you don't have a car.
We don't accept you.
We don't accept your car because you don't have a car. I'm poor.
I would not walk there.
It's not that far.
Yeah, but still, like, if you're walking. Wait, what time is curfew for, like, legally for kids?
I don't know.
The point is I didn't want to get caught by the cops. If I was driving,
like
they would.
I think it's like 11, isn't it?
I don't know.
Maybe.
You should know. You have a kid now. You should be researching these things.
I'll take him out until 11. Just to check with the cops. Hey, is this his curfew?
No, alone.
Is it illegal? No, sir. He's with you. You're his parent? Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's fine.
I'm fine.
All right, man. Just checking, man. Hey, take it easy. Take it.
Just don't ask
take
if, easy, officer. Just don't ask if I'm legal. Are you legal? I'm not answering. I plead the fifth.
Good Wendy. Good.
Oh. Please tell me Wendy was a girl, not a...
I mean, the restaurant is based off a girl.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'd always, like, break curfew with the purple bicycle girl. But I never did anything bad with her.
Oh, gonna.
Just go to Wendy's.
And then at 10
just go to Wendy's.
And then at 10 o'clock, I would tell her I'm going to watch The Simpsons, and she'd let me watch The Simpsons. I had my priorities. I was a good boy. Simpsons saved me. In more ways than one.
I guess.
It does. Simpsons, that's why I love Simpsons.
Look, Shrek is
still always looked me out. Simpsons always looked out for me. That's all I can say. Why are you going to be like that, Shark King?
He was looking up to you, and now he's kind of...
No, he literally does not. He literally looks down on me.
That is not my friend.
Why you got to be like that? That's so rude.
Hey,
what, Hipster Paul? Give us something new to talk about. I'm done talking about my delinquent past.
He was a bad boy.
My dark history.
Wendy's.
The dark timeline.
The darkest timeline.
I got something I was going to talk to you guys about recently, but I'm trying to remember the topic. I was trying to think primarily. I don't know where to start. Let's see if I remember.
Start with what?
I had a topic in mind, but I can't remember the moment.
Okay, Shark King, what about you?
What about me?
Yeah, I want to know if you have anything to mention.
I mean, I guess I want to know, like, what were you... I guess you guys know this, but I've always kind of wondered, like, what were you guys like in high school?
Oh,
I didn't really know you guys, like...
I was very different than what I am now.
Okay.
So... And I will say that I would preface this with,
you were dangerous and wild.
Yes, Wendy's.
No, so
I break curfew all the time.
I did so. In high school, so okay. So when I was in elementary school through middle school, was more or less how you know me now, being like obsessed with like nerdy stuff, okay. Right? Mostly it was just Dragon Ball, like Yu Yu Hakusho, and like Gundam Wing, like the shows that I would watch anime wise.
Okay.
And Simpsons.
But yeah, Simpsons. Simpsons. Always there. Huh?
Go ahead.
What? Say it now. Come on.
You were only surface the anime environment.
Yeah. And then near the end of middle school, I stopped watching anime. Like, I watched Dragon Ball Z, but I didn't watch anything new, and it wasn't something I always talked about. Miles, it's funny because I think during middle school, like, we hardly ever talked. It's just we were in different groups. Sure. So in high school,
that's racist, but okay.
Why is that racist?
We're in different
groups of friends. Like, he went with the skaters and them, and I was with I was with a mix of people, because I was with people who like were like in Mesa. If you don't know what that's Math Engineering Science Association or something like that. Basically, it was a program for like non-white kids to be in. Oh. And like to push them to other opportunities or like degrees and stuff. That was like the purpose of it. Okay. There were like white people in there as well, but it was more ethnically diverse.
Okay.
So I had like that group of people.
Right.
I played soccer religiously, and so I was on the soccer team. So I had all of my soccer friends. And then I was in the presidency of orchestra. Because I played orchestra, I played violin, advanced violin for all of high school.
Did I know this already about you?
I don't know.
I feel like I didn't know this about you. That's cool. Okay.
So I had like my group of friends that were the nerdy kids, then the nerdy orchestra kids, and then the jocks. So I was like,
and then the nerdy soccer kids. We all live life, didn't we? We all live life.
So I was
shout out to Wendy's for letting David be rebellious.
Because of Wendy's, he's the man he is now.
Exactly.
So I've seen some stuff at Wendy's, man.
So I had like a plethora of friends.
Some things you can't unsee.
And then on top of that, I was with friends with like my friends like Kyle Brixton and all them, which didn't really fit in any of those three. So I don't know. I was with Luari, and so we became friends in middle school. So they were also another group of friends.
Live really close to each other,
huh?
And John Luari live very close.
Yeah, I could walk to his house in like 5 minutes. So anyway, so I had a lot of group of friends, different groups of friends, and so I was very different. I was also a lot more. That's not a squirrel.
Chipmunky.
I was a lot more. I was a lot more confident in myself.
Okay.
So I knew I was okay.
I know.
Until senior year, I was under 5 feet. So I was like 4'10", 4'9", somewhere around that. Until same. My senior year is shut up. You were under 5 feet until second grade. Get out of here.
No, remember?
You got a spur.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. I used to be super short.
I still don't I know ZT like. Says that, but yeah, not senior year. But anyway,
senior year of like elementary school, maybe.
But anyway, like, a lot of girls thought that I was like cute in the sense, like, oh, look at him, he's so small, he's so cute.
Let's hope that's not what they said, David.
No, that's exactly what they said. In retrospect, like, I would give a lot of girls like hugs. I'd be more touchy feely with them. why are you looking at me that way? The way that Japorin was in college, that's how I was in high school.
I'm not going to lie, you guys sound a little bit like creeps.
I wasn't touchy-feely.
Whatever! I talked to your wife! Your wife's lying?
My wife's different.
No, whatever!
Because she's my wife, right?
Yeah, so
not
she...
Not back then!
Anyway, so that's more or less how I was. I was also a lot more cheerful. I wasn't as depressed as I am.
What happened?
Life happened to me. Life beat me down. Anyway, so that's how it was.
Oh, that reminded me of the topic that I wanted to talk. But I'll bring it back in a bit. Let me write it down because I forget. Okay, me. I guess the best way I can describe it, when I first moved to America, I felt like Fez from That 70s Show.
What?
Like Fez.
Oh. That you really actually felt like Fez because I'm like, what is he saying?
Yeah, see, exactly.
See, like, what?
Point taken, right? I remember the first.
I thought you said fast.
No, like, no.
From it's the accent.
Yeah, it's the whole accent, right?
He was in the understand. Smoke circle.
No, but I felt like him quite a bit because I remember when I first moved to the States, everybody wanted to talk to me because I'll go, who's the foreigner? He doesn't speak in English here and there. And like, okay, so I guess I be that kind of guy. And I used to grow up watching That 70 Show too. Like, I think
that's why he's like, I'm Fez.
That's why it kind of helped me.
It's me.
It's like, yeah, I relate to that guy quite a lot. That's primarily when I first moved to the state. I got a little bit older. I became more, I guess, involved with a lot of people. Like, I had a lot of friends from different groups. I was with the emo kids for a bit. I was with the jerk, the sporty kids for a bit. I
the
was
jerk.
With the Spanish. I didn't have a lot of Spanish, like Latino friends. But I was primarily bouncing around from one group to another. So I never had like a place to be like, oh, this is like my group of people. I was mostly everyone.
It's a hopeless wanderer.
Yeah. I did like a lot though, because I wasn't like locked in into a particular clique.
He was a Ronin.
It's true. It is true. In the past, especially in middle school, I had like a big crush on one particular girl. That's a whole different story. He knows.
I love this story. It's awesome.
I want to hear the story now. Oh, it has to be better than
Wendy's.
Wendy's?
No, it's not. Mine. Oh, the Wendy's? Yeah, the Wendy's thing. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, it's better than Wendy's.
Well, I fell for a girl, like typical blonde, blue-eyed girl who plays soccer.
No, I'm disappointed.
Really well. And at the time, I was like, oh, man, she must be really cool. And we got close. Really yeah, close.
He had a type. At one point, it was different than his type now. It was blonde, blue-eyed.
I was bold, diverse, man.
I was in the Super Saiyans before I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, then again, I'm in America, right? No, but yeah, for the whole time, like in middle school, like, oh, we got really close. And I guess our friendship become really, really good.
Was this before or after you became touchy-feely?
I never could touch a feeling with her.
Whatever. Nah. This is before.
I know my boundaries. Oh, okay. I know my boundaries.
Get out of here.
Okay. But, well.
See?
All right.
And then high school. That's when it became a little bit more, a little crazy. I still, like, hang out with a lot of people. Like, I was really, really involved with a lot of different clubs, associations here and there. I took Spanish for... I went from Spanish 2 to Spanish 4.
Why?
To Spanish AP. My justification is like, well... If I'm learning English, I guess I can learn vocabulary from the Spanish and vice versa, right? So I guess
didn't you go until you were 12?
Nah.
You were in Peru until you're 12, right?
Sure, but I'm talking about English, like trying to learn English here. Like, well, if I take Spanish, maybe there's some vocabulary in the Spanish class that I can translate to English. So I think like a reverse engineering for me to learn English.
Yeah, but the...
Anyways, okay. I went from Spanish 2 with a really horrible jerk of a teacher who thinks, oh, I speak better Spanish than you. And every time I turned to correct him, he got pissed. I'm like, you know what? Maybe you should go to Spanish 4. So I went to Spanish 4.
Was he Spaniard speaking?
He was like a Latino. No, he was a gringo who stayed for mission. He was like, oh, I know Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so one of those guys. And then from there, I was primarily there to go into the same class with her, you know, we were really close. We had a lot of like, classes together here and there. But then for our Spanish class, I went from Spanish 2 to Spanish 4 to Spanish AP. And that's when I became friends with some of the nerdy anime people. And I had like a... There was
AP Spanish?
Yeah. Yeah. There was like...
So the nerdy people hang
out? I guess so.
And they... There was who I had like an anime club. They actually formed an anime club at the high school that I went to, which is the same high school that...
I forget about that all the time. I was like, wait a minute.
That's right. But... My sophomore year, like I was trying to make some moves into this girl here and there, going to dances. We danced. We went to a couple of dances, but it started to get kind of weird. I guess there was getting a wall between us, between all the other people as well, and some of her influence. And it got I was really frustrated, but at the same time, kind of annoyed because I guess our friendship was like drifting apart here and there. So I like, you know what? Screw her. Let me start like. Going and dating other people. So I started like actually dating people, American people. Yeah. I don't want to go too much into details, but
this is what the whole podcast is about, is going into details.
The thing about this is that I made a lot of mistakes thinking like, oh yeah, you know, it's good. I'm trying to don't think about her too much because the whole high school, even though I was still dating with other people as well, I was still thinking about her. I'm thinking maybe there's something that we can do and long story short, I felt like that was worthless. I don't think, looking back, I don't think I would actually handle it if we actually were to be together. Because my culture and her culture is a lot different. it felt like she was, well, it's, she lived in Sandy. The Sandy area is primarily white.
What?
Yeah, right? So,
how dare you? That's not true.
But in my case, I was more of the diverse, but I felt...
You're not white?
I guess not. No, but most of the time in high school, just trying to date people and trying to figure out how's the American culture too. And like, by dating other American girls, I found out quickly that I didn't like some of the people, especially because of their culture. And they're not very open to other cultures as well. At the same time, I was trying to take place in different clubs, like anime club, Spanish club, Operation Smile, a couple of things to keep myself busy. And people know me as a good friend for the most part. So apart from my dating experiences over there, I guess I learned a lot about different cultures for sure. And because of that, I didn't want to date more American people, even though I kind of try after.
Because I helped.
And you didn't help. You like, let's go do this. Anyways, looking back,
I want to smack you upside the head. I was like a true wingman, and what you're spitting in my face is what you're doing.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, I can't make it happen, but I gave you every opportunity.
What opportunity? Anyways, I kind of diversified myself quite a bit. American people. I never think of Latina here in America. Now I think about it. I don't think that. But there was one girl, Taco Bell?
Was it Taco Bell?
Was it Taco Bell? I don't remember Taco Bell.
I know what you're talking about. It wasn't Taco Bell.
Was it Del Taco?
Maybe Del Taco.
Was it Del Taco? Maybe it was Del Taco.
Anyways, I finished high school, all of that, like I'm trying to move on, and I was working with this guy. I went to Del Taco, Taco Bell, other places. And one of the girls in there, like, hey, can I have your number? Like, okay, sure, why not? So I just gave her my number. I guess she really, really liked me to the point of, like, expected me to pick her up all the time.
It was weird.
And to hang out all the time. And I guess she was also, like, half Hispanic, half Peruvian. I don't remember.
You should know this.
It's been a while, man. Like, I got other stuff in my life now.
He has a wife, you know.
Yeah, a wife and kids are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess that's the closest thing in America of like dating a Latina. And even then, I felt like she was a very controlling person. So, yeah.
That's how we were in high school.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, now you look down on me. It's okay.
I used to dress in black. I still do, but I guess that's.
But like everybody did that.
You said emo. So yeah, I assume that.
Like an emo vibe here and there, but it wasn't fully emo. Play the role here and there.
I still can't see that, but okay.
I did have a Final Fantasy belt. That was really cool. That was random.
Nerd.
I never played the game by then. I thought it was cool. No, but okay, during the whole time, since I moved to the States to like high school, I was really into anime. Like, I still listen to it. Like, in the music that I listened to back then, I still do it today.
You know what's funny is in high school, I kind of dropped watching anime. And I remember in high school, I'd watch these freaking... I'd see the anime kids there. I knew they were the anime kids because they would always come to school and they would always have a headband wrapped around their neck. And I was like, what the fudge is this? I'm like, are you trying to be ninjas? And some guy's like, no, I'm Naruto. I'm like, what the heck is that? I was like, I was so confused. And I was like, these guys are nerds. I still don't own a headband. I would never want it if I went to school. But I am to their level in the sense of appreciating and liking anime, but I would never do that.
See, I was looking at them like, oh, your headband is wrong. That's not the right headband.
Yeah, he'd be like,
well, actually,
you think that's the Akatsuki one? where's the line drawn? Or
I still remember, like, really, like, one time I went to the anime convention and they were selling the gold. This is when Naruto just became big here in the States. Everybody's like, hey, let me buy the blue headband, like the Naruto headband, like, silly, silly gooses. I went and bought the black.
the real people buy the black.
I'm like, yeah, this is, you guys, if you guys only knew. Because people haven't read Shippuden, so they didn't know anything about it. So, like, oh, okay. So.
See, he was one of those guys. He still is. It just doesn't show it as much.
No, but I still like. My anime has been a big love in high school, primarily. with it, and even like after high school for a bit, and then things change, and then kind of back-ish.
Back-ish?
I'm retired.
Get the elf out of back-ish. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah.
The king never retires. Till he dies.
You're the Prince of Tiger, remember that?
Yeah, I'm no king. I know that. I know my place. All hail you.
No, but it actually reminds me of the topic that I want to talk. It's going to get dark, though. I feel like it is.
I don't like this, son.
Is it about like what, like actually like dark, like the color, or like dark like sad, or dark like Wendy's?
Realistic dark. So okay. I guess kind of sad.
Go ahead, mix it up.
Sad?
Well, I don't know. Like lately I've been talking to a lot of like friends that I know here and there.
Is that sad?
Well,
let me talk to my friends. I know it makes me sad.
Let me get to this point, though. Like, go for it. Before, it was like, hey, we're doing, you know, having a good time, trying to live life here and there. But now, every time that I talk to a friend or somebody who I know, they're always going through something. Either with work, relationship, family, like living situation, employment, stuff like that. And it's weird because, like, I mean, I guess that's part of becoming an adult. I don't get to see that as much because I primarily worry about things that are happening in my personal life.
Sure.
But I know that this happens around us as well, too. And it makes me kind of wonder, like, man, at what point do you actually, can you, I guess, I don't know if you can overcome it, because that's something that we all struggle here and there. Yeah. But it becomes more realistic knowing that as adults, we all have problems in one way or another.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, I don't know, like, that came to my mind as I was talking to some of my friends. I'm like, man, if only there was a way that we can just forget about all our problems and just go and play or do something.
Go and play.
Did that. That was called school. Here's the thing, okay? I've thought about this too. So a lot of the friends that we... Okay, first of all, let's look at all the friends that we have that you can... I mean, that you could count, right? That you can name off.
Sure.
That you can say, this is my friend. Now, I'm going to say this much.
Stealing my quote, but I'll allow it.
He says it more. But the point is, of those many people that you consider friends, or that you know that they also consider your friends, I'm pretty sure a very small portion of them, you see them on a quote-unquote regular basis. And I say regular basis to say maybe, I'll be lenient, once or twice every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And let's just say that, okay? I'm pretty sure that's a very small percentage compared to all the people that you consider, or that you would tell, if you ever introduce me, like, this is my friend. Okay, so it's a very small percentage, right? So you see those other people, it's like, what do we talk about? You know, it's like, how you been? Most people can be like, oh, you know, good. And that's it. You're like, oh, okay. Or they're like, and I think what happens is when we get asked those questions that are like, oh, how you been? You know, what's new? It's like, I think for a lot of people, their default is, I can tell about happy things, which is fine, but if you want more detail, more details come with things that we're struggling with.
Right.
Something that is we're not liking, because there's more details in that. Saying happy, like, oh yeah, I'm really happy. I got married. That's like, cool. That's pretty much it. But it's like, oh, but work was stressful. You know what? I had to do this and this and this. And on top of that, my kid won't do this. Like, it just kind of starts snowballing to this. Like, these are all my problems right now.
Right.
And that's what I think happens. Like, as an adult, because our priorities, you know, have changed, where, like, for you, Paula, you have your family, right? That is your main focus,
right?
So anything else, everything else comes secondary, whether it's friends, whatever it may be. Job might be close up there because you obviously have to provide,
right?
But family's there. So somehow we get to see you probably minimum once a week.
We try.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, we see each other maybe twice a week, maybe three times a week.
It varies.
Varies.
Me and Paul, we've noticed that me and Paul are weird. Me and Paul go through like droughts and runs. There's times where I see him like four times a week, five times a week, and then it's like, dude, I haven't seen you in like 2 months. How you been?
But
where are you?
But also, like, even if we don't see each other, we're talking to each other almost every day.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're always, so this is, what's funny is, I think with our group of friends, or at least the they call it the Chibi Group.
Chibi Clan.
Sure. But like we're talking with each other almost every day. That we talk about stuff that, you know, bothers us, but it's like a very small portion of our entire conversation.
Right.
So it feels like, to me, it feels like school, because in school, right, you see your same group of friends every day.
Right.
So it's like you can't always talk about your problems. I mean, there might be that one friend that always talks about like, well, today sucks. I got another F, you know, but most of the time it's like other things, observations. It's about what happened at school. Did you hear about the latest gossip? All the, you know, all this stuff.
Right.
So
you were chismoso in high school.
No, fudge. No, I was no chismoso.
He was in the clan.
I was not. That was the one clan I was not in. So what I'm saying is, I think as an adult, because our responsibilities are now greater, we have less things to be free-spirited about or be willy-nilly about. That is our focus. It's our focus for such a large chunk of our time that when we go see other people, when we try and talk about things, it's like, I can't tell you everything I'm going on with you, but the thing that's easy when we talk about are my struggles.
Right. Okay.
Either that or you don't say anything at all. You're like, oh, how was life? Good. Okay. Anything else? Nah. Like, it's either there's no conversation or the conversation goes into everything that we're dealing with.
It also depends on the person as well, I think, on this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Sure. I mean, it depends on the person, but I think that's what happens.
Everybody would like to, like, let me open up and tell you all my sad story. I mean,
I do that.
If you feel comfortable, sure, why not? Yeah. But I feel like it also depends on the person. But I do feel like, and I came to the realization that all of us, people who are sitting next to me or people who are listening in, are struggling one way or another. And it's how...
Yeah, typically, yeah.
Right? It's basically how you want to deal this with this. Do you want to deal it individually? If you can handle it? Do you need some friends to help you cope with it, right? It depends on your approach. But it's kind of interesting knowing that in high school or middle school, of course, you didn't have a lot of responsibilities. You can easily overlook some of those things because you have other things to worry about, right? Who am I going to date? Who am I going to go to school and all that? I mean, even that you can consider to be a problem, but it's not as becoming an adult. Oh, now you like, hey.
Taxes.
Right, taxes. You doing your taxes? Oh, well, tough luck. How to do it? I don't know, figure out, right? Stuff like that. Or like, oh, man, my work is painful. We have a lot of things to worry and... I don't know. Other stuff. Like, and I find it kind of interesting, like, how... I guess that's a rite of passage of becoming more of an adult, being able to identify those things. And what you do with that, I guess it what helps you move forward in your life, right? You can say, oh, well, life sucks.
It does.
See what I can do about it. Or, hey, maybe... alcohol will help me forget about different things. Or maybe you can make different decisions based on all the struggles that you're facing, right? And wouldn't it be nice if we were to have that kind of younger mentality and still be able to become an adult without the struggles? I think it'd be cool, but I realistically does.
I think it has, I think there's a big, despite what some people might say, I really do believe that the social environment that we've had in school, really, that's what kind of keeps us, kept you like
alive.
More than not, like being somewhat optimistic. Like I mean, some people are like, I hated high school. Be like, yeah, you hated the work for the most part, but like most of the time when I think about high school, I know for most people, they think about all the stuff they did with their friends because they were always around them.
Right,
in one way or another. Yeah, the school part sucked, but like, even though that was like 80%, 90% of what we did, like the 10 or 15% that involved our group of people is what really we focus on. Whether that was good or bad, right? Because people be like, "I got bullied." Most of the time, bullying's not. I mean, it can happen, but bullying usually happens like in between or like at lunch, in these small little parts. Like most of the time in class. What?
I didn't know. Were you a bully?
I was not bully. Yeah. Well,
you were the bully.
I was never the bully.
I was the bully.
I'm 4'10" here until senior year. You think I'm a bully? Being in orchestra.
Like a kid boo.
Being in Mesa. No bully. But
you can bully the younger kids.
no, I couldn't do that. But anyway, the point is, like, I think that's...
They thought he was in middle school. They weren't afraid of it.
Yeah, that's true. And so I think that that's what really... And, like, I think work is different because work is, like, yeah, we work with people with, that can be our friends, but it's, like, now really it's serious. Well, yeah. I mean, they could be your friends.
Sometimes they can
be. Sometimes they can be, but it's, like, I mean, for the most part, you're probably not working exactly with them, right? They're not there. You're talking about, like, you're working for 4 hours straight, having a break for lunch, and then working 4 hours again for whatever it is that you're doing. Right. And even now, people who work from home, now you it's even less. I mean, we can't all be teachers like you. And
you guys get breaks?
You got friends.
Yeah, he has. No, and that, maybe that's why Shark King, he doesn't think of his life is great because now he's always with the social people, with the kids. They bring him happiness. And he gets to share his love with Pokemon.
Yeah, it depends on the day.
Depends on the day. Right.
But that's my theory. I know some people are like, well, my kid was bullied. I'm like, yes, I know. And I'm not saying that that's good, but I'm saying the majority of people, or to my point, the bullying, most of it probably happened in between breaks, or it happened at lunch or stuff like that when there was social interaction, not necessarily in the classroom. Again, it can happen in the classroom, but like in high school, it's like you're not going to have the same people in your class every time. Because I think I had maybe... One year I had like one friend that was in two of my classes, like consecutively. Other times it was other friends that were in but it was always just maybe one class with these group of friends and then another class with this one. Hmm. That's my two cents. I don't know what you guys think. You guys got something completely different, which is fine. But that's just what I've come to the conclusion of.
So how would you define this?
I just think it has to do with more that we have like more responsibilities
as an adult, yeah.
Adults. And like you mentioned, most of the time we don't really talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like for the most part, people just say, "Yeah, I'm good." Like I'm like, and I think to a certain point, it's okay. Like I think most of the time, I say I'm good. I try to mean it, but like I usually just mean like I'm good, as in like I'm handling it. Like
I'm alive.
I'm hanging in. You know what I mean? Like I might be struggling with something in one way or another, but I'm okay. Like I don't need to talk about it. I'm managing it. I'm above water. But there's other times where I'm just like, yeah, dude, I'm not good. I'm just gonna
stay at home and just stuff like that. Yeah,
in the fetal position.
Well, and that's something that I think maybe the key of all of this and the solution for all of this
is money.
Well, money will help a lot.
That, and I think it's just like you. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but most of us, like, we're adult. Another point about being an adult is we don't really have a safety net.
Right.
If you're in high school, and even if you're like, oh, yeah, I worked in high school, whatever, it's like, yeah, but if you messed up, hopefully your parents or some other adult would have watched out for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. If I go to Wendy's really late, my parents...
I might get in trouble, but...
At least my dad...
If I passed out curfew, like, am I in trouble, but...
Right now, we are becoming the safety net.
Yeah, like you can.
I'm nobody's safety net. Fudge that.
You can do something stupid, and you're in high school or even younger, and like you know, your parents kind of take the fall for you. They pay like for whatever. If you were to do something that crazy, they would get fined.
So let them handle it.
Yeah, let them handle it. But now it's just like, oh no, like I can actually like I get fined. You know, even for little things that like you know, speeding tickets, traffic tickets,
right? Comes out of your pocket.
Taxes.
Taxes.
Things at work, you know, like.
Yeah.
If you were in high school and you're like, oh no, I lose my job, it's like,
okay, no, yeah.
I don't, that's fine. My parents were paying my bills.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, oh shoot, I don't have a job. Like, I don't have a place to live.
Right. Right. And it's tough. But I think the thing that can help, I know it's probably asking a lot, is being able to be more optimistic at life. I say that because I even know, like, there are times in my life that I feel like, oh, this sucks. Ah, everything sucks. I complain about all different things because it's a normal thing to do. But we don't look at the positive things in our lives.
Okay, Mrs. Puff. Well, let's look at the positives.
No, but it's true though. Like
I know. Yeah, I know.
What I learned in boarding school is.
It definitely helps. And I think if we having to look things, even though it's really hard, really dark sometimes, things you can definitely go by. A little bit more than just feeling like you're the only one who's struggling with all of this. I have friends who have lost jobs. I have friends who, like, you know, dealing with life-threatening situations. Like, you know, every different aspect examples of that. And it's tough. And I wish they didn't have to go through all of that. But realistically, there's nothing I can do. But the only thing that I could probably do say is, like, look from a different perspective. What are things that are we actually think the scenario that we're currently in is the worst scenario of my life? Or there's, like, other things to look for. Other great things around you that make you feel happy. And I think that becomes the energy into, like, pushing forward day by day. So.
Yeah.
That's my friend. No, and I think something that helps, I mean, to not end on such a dark note.
Right.
I think what helps is, I mean, I probably said this a couple of times. I feel like you guys really, like, brought me into, like, the group.
We're family.
Yeah, exactly. You guys brought me into the family. You guys brought me into the family. But just because I think what helped is, like, the consistency of doing things. And I think that does help, like, just your mental health and everything, like, in general.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like I have people that I can go to and talk to, or that can come talk to me if they need something. And it helps that we see each other or communicate at least in a frequent manner. Not quite as frequently as we would if we were in high school. But, I mean, about as close as you can get up to that point. Because we're either online gaming or just chatting or something every other night. Or
we're here once a week.
Once a week recording a podcast.
I mean, I think there's something special about meeting in person as well, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
All right, we get to see each other's faces and reactions and whatnot and see who's unbuttoning his shirt or taking off his tie or anything like that.
But hey, it's hot.
Yes, it got
you like
it
you
got
like
hot.
Having a tie on all the time. It's not fun.
We get tacos together.
Yeah, there you go.
That was a good time. That was a good time.
No, but I think that's important, and I think that's the message that I wanted to, like, share, because I was thinking primarily this recently because, like I said, things that I've seen with people, me, stuff that's happening around, and people who are actually listening too. Like, hey, you might having a hard time thinking, like, oh, it's the worst situation in your life. To all the people though who listen, I say, like, well, that's not the case. Things will get better. It might take a little bit of time. It might require a little bit of patience. It might require a little bit of learning and removing away from your comfort zone to grow a little bit. And if you do that, you'll be happy.
And it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah. Yeah. That is totally acceptable.
Are you going to write a book about it?
I should.
What would you call this book? Paul's Way or the Highway?
Paul's Perspective.
I like that.
The pee-pee.
My pee-pee's too short.
We'll ask your wife. She confirms. Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
not only is...
hey, it still functions. It's okay.
Not only is it too short, but it's also nearly silent.
But hey, you got a kid out of it, so it works properly.
The life of pie. I know. I don't know.
It's the life of pee-pee.
The life of Paul.
The life of Paul's perspective.
PPP? I'll work on something.
Triple P?
P3?
P cubed? 3P.
3P.
What's the other P for?
I don't know. Paul perspective positively. There
Paul's
you
positive perspective.
Paul's positive perspectives. P3. That's the shirt you need. Paul's Positive Perspective, P3.
There you go.
Power of their coming, merch for, coming to merchandise.
Coming to merchandise soon. There we go. That's the first shirt.
You know,
then the other one is Shark King. What would you turn to? What animal would you turn to? Let me think about it.
That's my friend.
That's a quote.
I think I'll make that shirt. I'll work with Hentai Paul. Really. Let's make that shirt.
We got this.
I'll make a different chibi of yours or a different art of yours and yours. You saying that? That's my friend.
Okay.
I like it. Oh, we're gonna make some money. That's my friend.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anything else on this? We can move to something random if needed. I'm just.
Are you gonna think of something random? Because you have some random shiz. That you talk about.
I do have random
stuff. I will say, okay, this is some random thing. It's not random, but I guess it connects to something that you said.
Okay.
And I said, what? I've never heard this. But then tonight I was like, no, yeah, Paul was right. So.
Wait, can you repeat that?
Yeah, let me like.
No, that's not a soundbite. I'm going to do again. But if you're, I think it was last month.
Okay, what happened?
You know how we talked about that whole like TikTok trend that they're like, I'm something something or we're something something.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm Peruvian. Like, of course I listen to Kupi. And I was like, I've never heard any Peruvian talk about like listening to Kupi. Like, you don't know. So I went to a Peruvian wedding tonight. Well, Peruvian, the husband is Guatemalan.
Right.
And that's all they played for like 40 minutes. Like, and that just came to my mind because all the Peruvians that were there, they were like going crazy for Kupi. I'm like, huh, I guess Paul was right. I've never seen this before. I guess I don't go to Peruvian things, so I'd never seen this, but okay.
I guess I need to take you to more Peruvian parties.
Yeah, because you go to tons of them. You would go more to a Japanese or Korean one than a Peruvian one.
If the tires are
no,
allowed,
get out of here. That, no. You don't even know when half of the Peruvian festivals or things are. And I've even told you about some. You're like, really? There was one?
Me one.
Yeah, and that's one you should know. But if I tell you about, hey, did you hear about this Korean place? Oh, yeah, I went to the soft opening 3 weeks ago. Why didn't you tell us? Oh, I just saw it. Where do you go shopping?
Walmart.
No, you don't. Where do you go shopping? Where do you go shopping?
Amazon.
No, my gosh. Where do you go food shopping?
Costco.
No, you don't. Get out of here.
I do.
No, you don't.
That's my wife.
Every time you tell me you go shopping, most of the time is you go to Chinatown.
We haven't been to Chinatown in forever. I mean, correction. Last time was last week, but other than that...
Before that, I was just there the week.
It's been like 4 or 5 months.
David, no, it hasn't. That's bullcrap.
Forever since I played Pokemon. Besides today, I can't even remember the last time since last week.
All right. I'll do more premium things.
Just, you don't have to do it for
just
me.
To bring you over.
You know, so you're not going to bring me over.
I want you to get a premium girl.
Why?
I think you guys will get along.
No, BTW premium girls don't want me. The one that I wanted to, I guess, had a boyfriend for like the last month and I didn't know, so.
Let's come back. Let's go.
No, they don't want me. It's okay.
Come back with a plan.
With a plan?
Yes.
What? Okay, first of all, I'm not going to go to VU for any plan. If anyone want me to go to Shark King.
Peruvian girl?
I'm still going to Shark King because he probably knows more than you do.
About Peruvian girls?
Yeah. He probably knows more that are single than you do.
Is that true?
About what?
Peruvian girls. Peruvian single girls.
About him.
I'm saying you probably know more Peruvian single girls than he does.
I mean, he has sisters, doesn't he?
No, family doesn't count. And even if that did count, it would be maybe one.
Does he have cousins?
Two, maybe? I don't know.
Cousins? I do have cousins.
You are a cousin.
That's also true.
But you're not a girl.
Yeah, I'm also not Peruvian.
And I was not a Peruvian.
You know, we should do like an event. Let's go to a Peruvian activity. There you go.
When is
Isn't
one?
There a Peruvian festival?
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's July something.
Oh, that's not
the mega
that's
Peruvian
not,
one.
That's not coming up.
That's not coming up.
It's, like it's not coming up soon. That's not in May.
Define soon.
June.
I guess it's kind of soon. We're almost in May.
Yeah, so
we go for his birthday.
There you go. We'll go to
because he wants to go for his birthday.
Yeah, he does.
We'll go to a Peruvian dance so you can actually like see a little bit more of the
No,
Peruvian
if I'm
dance.
Going to Peruvian dance, I'm gonna go and start shouting that they're stealing caporales from us.
Yeah, you know
so
what?
So you don't want me to go to that.
That's not a way to land it.
Yeah.
We'll go to a Peruvian Latin dance. That is not caporales.
Will you dance? Because I've been to places that dance and you don't dance. So how's that gonna help me?
I'm going to make you look better.
So how? You're not dancing.
Exactly. If I don't show my moves, you're like, oh, well, by comparison, this guy dances.
But you don't dance. You don't go to dance. I've been there. I've been to those Peruvian places.
I haven't been to any recently. Let's see. I'm looking for any Peruvian events right now.
Last year, we went to the Peruvian, I think it was the Mega Peruvian or something, like at the Jewish Orthodox Church.
The one downtown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, there was dancing there. I went out there. You, nothing.
Because my kid was driving wild.
Yeah, you had your parents.
No.
Yes.
No.
Your parents were there.
For a bit.
No, they weren't.
Anyways.
As the loving uncle, I sign up to take care of the child while you guys dance.
I still trust you to fight.
I'm not going
to
dance with him. He needs to find a girl to dance.
No one said dance with him.
Okay.
I didn't say dance with me. Why would I want to dance with you?
But you want me to dance.
Yeah, no. With your wife.
Yeah, with your wife.
Then where are you going to... Okay, never mind. Let's keep going.
Actually, here's a question. Do you think... Okay, do you think that... Actually, I already know the answer to this, but I want to know what you think. Do you think that you know more about your wife's culture or that your wife knows more about your culture?
You know the answer to this.
I already know the answer, but yeah. I wanted to hear it.
I know the answer to this question.
And how can you change that? Or would you change that? There you go.
No.
It's happy the way it is.
Because it's not equal.
He likes it. Let's say this. The way it is. And I think that's what makes them work. That's one of the reasons why they work.
Don't get me wrong. I think it would be cool if she learns a couple of things from Peru that she doesn't know. I think the best way for her to do that is if once she goes to Peru and be able to see that, see things for her own particular experience.
You're going to take her to Peru?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's serious.
No, I think at one particular point, I want her to see it. I want her to realize, like, hey,
this is what I escaped.
No, because
this is why I had to get away from
this is why I got robbed here and here and here.
Because in addition to that,
this is where they stole my tassels.
And those tassels. I still want to get those tassels back.
Oh my God. Aquí es donde me robaron mis canicas.
You know, actually, I was going to tell a story. When I was in elementary school, I got a really cool Dragon Ball car set that I really, really like. I love them. They were my favorite. I decided to make the full move and take it to school the next day.
They were stolen.
Of course they were.
Yeah.
I was able to like maybe find like three or four. But it was like a whole deck. I was like really sad, really disappointed. At the school. Going back to the whole stealing aspect of it. Anyways.
The life of Peru.
No, but I think even though I right now I feel like I think I know more of Japan than my wife knows about my country. I want her to learn some aspect of it and see like the environment and perhaps understand a little bit more about that culture that she doesn't get to see here. Because being in America, it's a mix of everything.
Right.
She can see a Peruvian, she can see Bolivian, she can see somewhere from Mexico in one particular
diversity, place. Yeah.
Right?
Such a bad
but
thing.
But she doesn't get to see like
Peruvians?
Specifically that culture
Peruvians
itself.
In their natural habitat.
Exactly. In the wild.
In the wild.
Okay, there's parties in there, but it's very limited.
What would you want her, I guess, is there a specific aspect of your culture you would want her to experience that can't be experienced here?
Natural wonders. Machu Picchu.
They don't have llamas here.
I mean, but
just laughs.
I know that's in Peru, exactly. but like, I'm not going to learn a lot about
the Nazca lines.
Huh?
The Nazca lines?
Yeah.
But again, that's like a geographical. I'm talking about the culture.
But that's part of the culture, man.
Nah.
It's like, hey, we have temples here in Utah. That's part of the culture. It kind of influences how people live.
Yeah, but then the temple will go into talking about the LDS church,
sure.
Which goes into what the culture is. Whereas you talk about Machu Picchu, you talk about dead people.
Our people, our ancestors, whether they believe, the way they behave.
Do you know what they believe?
Yeah, they make their worship to the sun god. And then they were conquered by the Spaniards. And you see the Spaniard influence that affecting the city because all the architecture has Spanish influence.
And all of South America, too.
See?
Darn Spaniards.
There you go. See?
And they think they're superior.
But I guess you don't get to see that here in America. You don't get to see how like people behave because of the influence that the Spaniards had. How Catholicism actually is compared to like if you go to like a church, any church building, a Catholic building here.
Right. Okay. So more of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's important to know. I think it's tied to the whole culture for sure.
Oh, yeah. Catholicism in South America? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand. What?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Would you do that? Like future wife, would you like take her to Bolivia and show her?
And show her, yeah, I don't remember any of this. Let's go together.
He's just going to make up a story.
So it mostly, like, so if you once you go to go, it'd probably be for you then. For you to like.
I would want to go first. I would go by myself.
Man, okay.
You should do that now before you get married because that might not roll.
If it happens, it happens. But I would want to go more for like for myself just to want to experience things that, again, my knowledge or my memories of Bolivia are very, very little. I know my house. I know where I would go get my bubble gum. That's pretty much it. That's like the extent of what I remember. That's Bolivia to me. and where the South Indians was.
It's my house. There's a 7-Eleven.
That's where I escaped through the gate, and that's the store I went to, which actually no longer exists, which is sad. But the point is, I would know where that is. But everything else, like, I don't know. I can only know based off stories like my mom would tell me,
right,
or things that I've seen on TV, but I've never experienced it myself. So I would want to do that first, even though I have, like, an appreciation to the culture because I haven't lived in it enough. I can't really... I wouldn't be able to talk too much about it. So I would want to experience that by myself first. I mean, again, ideally, if I had to go with whoever I'm married to, sure, we can experience it together, which is fine.
I guess if I have to, I'll take my wife with me.
I mean the first time, not the second time. But that's what I want to do.
Your brother on your first trip?
I mean, if he wants to go, I mean, he's very reluctant to go, so.
That's true.
I might have to go by myself.
You probably need to go with somebody who... Cause I don't want you to get lost in Bolivia.
That's why I have my... Well, that's a good thing, is I have my entire family there in the same city. Literally, like, streets away.
I guess that's true.
So, I'll be okay. And they're more well off, so I'll be in a more rich area. Rich for Bolivia, at least.
Oh.
Which is, like, nothing compared to here, but...
I see. Tracking, I guess you will take them to... Texas? I don't know.
This is where I fell in love with the Spurs. This is where I went. This has the best barbecue place. Barbecue ever. What's it called again?
Terry Black's Barbecue.
Terry Black's Barbecue. I told you should have bought those tickets, man, to go to Austin.
I still want to go.
I was telling you.
It's a really cool city. You'd like it.
I'm serious. We'll go to Austin.
Austin's a really cool city.
I've been to Dallas. Austin.
Dallas is not cool.
Austin. Man. Dallas is meh.
Racist.
I went there.
Dallas
is
racist.
I think the downtown, not the downtown, but that's one part area looked really ghetto. I didn't like it.
Dallas?
I think it was Dallas.
Probably Dallas. Well, if it was ghetto, it might have been. Well, I don't know. You've been. I was going to say Houston.
It's a lot of
ghetto. Is it Houston? I don't Houston, know. Whichever Houston's one is closest good. To Killeen, Texas. I don't know. Going north. Fort Hood. Going north. I don't know.
So
whichever.
You're saying south okay, of see? Texas Dallas. Is dirty? Is that what you're saying?
What?
You're saying the south of Texas is dirty?
No. I was in the middle-ish of Texas, and I went to the closest biggest city up north, but I don't remember which one it was. But that's the place that had the barbecue, which we went to, which he's saying based off that was Dallas.
Yeah,
but I don't remember.
Huh.
I remember it was kind of ghetto-ish.
I can see that.
Austin isn't. It's really nice.
But that was your neighborhood. Your hood.
That was not my neighborhood.
Is it somewhere in there.
Wait, what was your neighborhood?
Here.
No, I thought it was Texas.
No.
I'll take you to.
I thought you were saying, let's go to Texas. It's my hometown. I was like,
yeah,
sure, let's do that. Yeah,
I thought, yeah, for
I'll still do that.
Okay. But I think there's something special about taking, like, revisit the past in this particular way. Or are you just trying to influence some of the knowledge to other people from where you grew up when you were raised? So.
This is Sandy. This is where I grew up. This is the club I went to and I snuck out to.
Not there anymore.
I know it's not. But you can say, this is where it used to be.
No, that just makes me feel old. I've also noticed that I'm starting to feel old about things. Like when I'm like, hey, I remember that this used to be one of those things, like without being like prompted.
Yeah.
Just every time I say it in passing, I'm just like, I feel like
well,
an old
it's
person.
Good to the, I mean, like we
back
mentioned,
in my
prior
day,
this,
I remember that.
Things are going to change and you're going to feel like it's going to be a lot faster for us to feel like new things are really like.
You know what makes me feel super old is that I remember, this freaking Javi made me think about this. I remember when 70 itself did not have access to the freeway. Before, it was basically you go past the 13th West, it was all farmland after that. You would go underneath the freeway, but there was no entrance there. It was either 54th or 90th.
That seems about right. Do you ever seen like...
I don't remember. What?
No, do you ever seen like yearbook from our high school from the 70s?
The 70s?
Yeah.
Why would you look in the 70s?
Yeah, I have. My mom was... That was when my mom went to high school.
Your mom was,
yeah. My mom went to the same high school.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can actually see like... if you see some of the pictures, you can see that everything's like dirt and all of that.
I said I can find a picture of like, it is weird. Cause that's what makes me feel. I was like, I remember when this part didn't have an entrance to the freeway. I remember when
Laser Quest used to be a thing.
Dude, we used to go to Laser Quest all the time.
It was still open.
It is still open, I thought.
It's there, but it's not. It's closed. It's permanently closed, according to Google. Every time I've drone by, it's dark.
Hollywood Connection.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stuff like
I remember that. You know which one I feel old about? Like, that I didn't know, like, even older people didn't know about? Do you guys remember the Fun Dome?
Yeah. Utah Fun Dome.
Yeah, the Utah Fun Dome.
Yeah. You
remember that?
No.
It's actually kind of close to where you live.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. It's what is that? What address would you say that is, David?
It's like
it's right next to the freeway. Do you remember the American Preparatory Academy?
Yeah,
that used to be the Fun Dome.
Oh,
it
really?
It used to have like an arcade, a carousel, bowling alley.
No, I never went there.
It was huge. It was like multi-level too. It had like two or three floors, right, David?
Yeah, I'll have to show you. There's I know there's commercials about it, and I think they're on the internet still.
Okay, that's cool.
But I'd have to show you. But yeah, it was.
When I was a little kid, I remember that place was like the coolest thing ever.
Really?
I remember that they got sued because they had a bungee jump place, and one of the cords it broke or it resisted too much or resisted not enough. Somebody died. Yeah,
dang,
that's probably why.
And after that, it went downhill. They're like,
somebody dying in your building, yeah, sure.
It's kind of hard to keep the people going.
It kind of fell.
And then everything got cursed because everything that was there just kept failing. When it was another type of school or something, it failed, then it was that last
one. American Preparatory Academy did all right. I just remember they ended up, I don't remember what happened to them, but I do know that they sold and it's been like demolished.
Yeah.
It was the ghost.
I'm telling you, it just got cursed.
See, I feel old telling people that I used to be alive before the internet was born.
Oh, yeah. My kids don't believe that when I'm at work. I'm like, I'm older than the internet. They're like, I'm older than Google.
Yeah.
Older than Google?
Yeah.
Remember Ask Jeeves?
No.
Oh, you're so young.
I really, really don't.
Get out of here. You don't remember Ask Jeeves?
No.
Or we were talking about this at work one time. Or there was like a number that you would text to get answers to.
Cha-cha.
Yeah, cha-cha. Yeah, you
remember. That I remember.
Or like if you remember like those infomercials about like you hear this song of the jingle, like, hey, if you want the jingle, text this number to get it off. It's only 70 cents or something like that.
Those were the days, man.
We also played I'll do this as a final thing. Do you remember those infomercials for CDs? Like for compilation of CDs? Like a type of music?
Oh, yeah. It's like the
kids. Not Kids Bob. That's still there.
But like the greatest collection of the...
Yeah.
Like they'd be the greatest, like the 50... The combination of like the... Whatever. Like the 200 best R&B songs. The 200 best country's top 200.
Yep.
Stuff like that. Yeah, I remember that.
So this is the one. I hated this one. This was the weirdest one. Can I see what's next? Oh, wait. Let me connect again. And I'll play it this way. Connect, you fool. There we go. Okay. Here we go. This is the one.
Imagine a world where time drifts slowly. A world where music carries you away.
This is the weirdest one. I hated this one.
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, I remember this.
I remember this now.
I hated this song because my freaking teacher would play it all the time in English. This one's weird.
Direct from Europe, this multi-platinum collection has won the hearts of music.
And then they have this next song. Not this one. The next one makes no sense why it's in here. Of tubular bells.
Or take a trip into the unknown. The
X-Files. The club remix.
I like that.
No other collection gives you the feeling of pure
emotion. Well, we still get cassettes. You still have
cassette as an option?
Yeah. Call the number on your screen or send check or money. Look, it was in color out of springs. Plus
shipping and you should handling. Call. See, that's the worst word. I'm trying to get it. I still have.
Let me see if it works. Okay, wait. Someone put this number, then I'll call it. It's 1-800.
I can't believe we're actually going to do this. 1-800.
283-2751.
2751.
Okay. Now give that number back to me. I'm going to call it. Right. And see if it works. Okay. 1-800-283-2751.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're calling. We can all hear it.
Okay.
It's ringing.
You gotta ask for it. What are you asking for?
Pure moods. Come on. I want to get my CD, my cassette. I think he's just going to keep ringing.
Just watch, I'm going to talk to somebody from China.
Yeah, I think he's just going to keep ringing. I don't think anyone's going to answer.
Boo.
That's lame. That's what we should do.
Anticlimactic ending.
I know. I was going to get my X-Files remix.
That's what we should do now. We should just call these old infomercial things and do a little skit on it and see if we can get an answer.
Do you guys still have the Snuggie?
It's still the blanket with sleeves, right?
Yeah, what was it called? The Slap It? The little, like, slap cutter? Do you not remember that?
No.
The Slap Cutter? Oh, my gosh. Nah, okay, this will be the final thing. The Slap Cutter. I can't remember. You don't remember that.
I just remember. I've probably seen it, but...
Okay, here's the infomercial.
All right, that's it.
Hi, it's Fitz with Slap Chop.
Slap Chop, that's what it was.
Is it going to be slapping your troubles away with a Slap Chop? Now look, here's
slapping your troubles away.
One slap, you got big chunks for stews. Two slaps, home fries in a second. And look at this. But you add a mushroom, the more you do it, the finer it gets. You don't have to switch any blades. You love salad.
Wow.
Take the stringy celery, take the carrots.
Bro, I want one.
Pizza too, but once in a while.
That's like a dope? Yeah.
This tuna looks boring. Stop having a boring tuna. Stop having a boring life. Here's a hard-boiled egg. One shot, add the pickle. You add the green onion. And then what you can do, you can mix things together. You add the ham. You don't have time to make breakfast. You're going to have an exciting life now. Breakfast to go. You're going to love my nuts. Watch this.
Wait, 30 seconds.
They're going to charge you $1 for toppings at the ice cream stores. What about fruit? Put a mango. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful on your ice cream? It's so easy to clean.
One, I feel like that sound effect is added in.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Clean. Now these other ones, bacteria gets in the food. Can't open this up. It's worthless. Forget about it. Now, take the Slap Chop.
Why did he throw it in the sink and not in the garbage?
I don't know.
There you go. These skins, the garlic, the onions with the skin. All right, this is making you cry and making me cry. Life's hard enough as it is. You don't want to cry anymore. The skin's at the bottom.
There you go, Paul. This is the answer.
Food processor, the skin comes right off. We're going to make America skinny again. One slap at a time. When you buy the
I guess
it
wasn't very effective.
The Grady for cheese.
The Grady.
Cheese in the container. Comes with a twister. And watch this. Tacos. Fettuccine. Linguine. Martini. Bikini. Comes with two blades.
What? Bikini.
Comes with a cover. Stay sealed. Put it in the fridge. Take it out when you need it. The Slap Chop.
$19.99.
But if you call now, within the next 20 minutes, because you know we can't do this all day, you're going to get the Grady absolutely free. Just pay for processing. Here's how to order.
Wait, what? Now I gotta know how to order.
We'll do that for next time. There you go, see? The Slap Chop.
I feel like they've already made better versions of that now, though.
I'm pretty sure they have, but we gotta go with the original.
It's true.
All right.
Okay, that's what we'll do. That's what we'll do next time. We'll look at all these different information. We're gonna call them and see if we can get an order one. The Snuggies will be the first one.
I want a Snuggie.
But I wanna see if any of these still work. Like, and they'll be like, first of all, why is it
still calling?
Why is it calling? Why am I still answering? They bought the phone number just because they thought it'd be funny.
I thought they're going to like call you back. Hey,
you called us about the Pure Mood CD? Like, yes, I want the cassette. Oh, is it, they're texting me? Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Hey, we do it by text now. Cassettes are almost
anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Alrighty, guys. That we're ending on that note. It's gonna be fun. We had a lot of fun. We laughed a lot. We talked about serious stuff, and then we went back to talking about infomercials. Or that's how we ended.
We saw the darkness in people's souls of going to Wendy's. Pass.
Yeah, that's the dark.
You go to Wendy's after 10 o'clock, man. You're looking for trouble.
I'm a rebel. Sorry, I can't go clubbing and not do anything like you.
You could have gone clubbing.
Making hipster Paul.
Well, you were like probably old enough to go clubbing.
You can go clubbing now.
Yeah, but I go not to clubs. I go to socials, which are different.
You can go to a club.
No, I don't want to go to a club. That's too loud for me.
You're getting old.
I know. But I'd rather be dancing
wanna,
than instead
I
of grinding.
I want to go to sleep at a reasonable hour.
No, I still don't want to do that.
Yeah, he doesn't.
No, it's okay. But anyway,
you didn't grow, David.
No, I guess so. But anyway, if you guys want to, thanks for listening to this podcast. Remember, you can listen to all of the Backroom Talk podcasts on Spotify, Apple Music, Podomatic, wherever you listen to podcast episodes. And yeah, if you ever want to hear us talk about a particular subject, you can do it on Podomatic. You can put a comment there and we will talk about whatever it is you want. If you think that we're wrong about Taylor Swift, please let us know. I don't care. Right. You are wrong.
Let us know too.
Yeah.
Do you think we're right?
If you think we're right. But anyway, thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time. This is Sexual Chocolate.
Oh, that was Sarky.
This is you.
I'm always last.
But you went. It is I.
It is I. It Bubba is Jaya. I am here.
Mr. Post signing off.
It's
Sharky.
And this is the Backroom Talk.